Chris Mooney Singh, an Australian converted Sikh, is trying to revive rabab, a musical instrument once played by Guru Nanak. The word rabab for a Sikh is like an unconscious trigger to a deep relationship with the Guru, enjoyed through the medium of kirtan. It has come to represent the pure, untamed medium of kirtan by which Gurbani's blessing is delivered to the world. Guru Nanak, the founder of the religion, modified the rabab of his day and presented it to his musician companion Bhai Mardana, who played 19 ragas on it as the Guru sang his divine poems in praise of God. The making of replicas of the rabab and other traditional Sikh instruments has commenced for reintroduction into contemporary devotional music. The rabab has 5 main strings and 22 metallic strings below the resonance. The instrument has 6 main strings, but these are of silk rather than goat cut. Chris Mooney Singh, an Australian writer, lecturer, poet and musician, is dedicated to reviving the rababi kirtan tradition. He adopted Sikhism in 1989 and performed with rabab in the Golden Temple in 1999.
Rabab is associated with Guru. Any Punjabi, any Sikh, thinks of rabab, they think also of Guru Nanak. And the Rabab Foundation is on this mission to revive Sikhism with sacred Sikh arts. We have our Rabab Seva workshop producing these instruments. And secondly, these instruments are being used in our teaching programs in Chandigarh, in Amritsar, and Tarn Taran, and soon in Ludhiana.
Mooney has set up a Rabab Foundation with the help of some of his Indian friends. He's encouraging small children to learn this wonderful instrument and experience the joy. Many weapons of the Guru can be viewed in several historical locations, but there is only one Rabab. This is indeed a remarkable fact, since Kirtan is the fundamental foundation on which the Sikh faith is built, and yet no other examples of music instruments is used by Gurus have been preserved.